You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for a midweek Wednesday here on KGYM. Welcome aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me. Isaac on the other side of the glass. Good show coming up for you. Chris Liss to answer your early pre-draft or post-draft fantasy football questions. And we will get to Chris coming up in about a half hour or so. And always enjoy talking with him. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. We'll talk about that, maybe a little bit of baseball as well. And is enough going to be enough this fall at a certain venue? We'll talk about that and more. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone the old-fashioned way and give us a call, love to hear from you here on the Gym Class program. That is presented each and every day by DuPaco Community Credit Union, online at dupaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking out that particular website at dupaco.com. Again, text line available at 319-366-1600 as we come your way on a Wednesday here in Eastern Iowa. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And gentlemen, good afternoon. Mark, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And ready to tackle another day from 3 to 4.
Indeed. How are you, Isaac? Are you okay? Things good?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Just getting ready for school next week.
I know it's your wife. I know you have Man City, and who are they playing today?
Oh, they'd be playing
Seville?
Yeah, Sevilla. I don't really...
Sevilla? I'm sorry. See, well, I don't know anything about soccer.
Spain. Yeah, they say they have the double L as a E sort of thing.
Wonderful.
That competition never really, in my opinion, doesn't matter hardly at all. It's the UEFA Super Cup.
Okay.
It's pretty unimportant in the grand scheme of things.
All right. Well, if you say it's unimportant in the grand scheme of soccer, I'm not going to even ask you about it. We have a final. We're going to get to that coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. The text line, as Mark mentioned, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. And I guess 'tis the season for announcements here on KGYM. Really excited about what we have in store and what the powers to be have put together. Going to be great with Todd moving to the mornings from 6:30 until 9, starting on Tuesday the 29th. Did we let the kitty out of the bag earlier today?
Yeah, Spencer has announced. Yes, yes.
Because I didn't want to.
No, yeah, he's.
I
you're,
did not
you're
want
to go.
Do that if he did not do that.
You're good to go if you want to talk about it.
Okay, so Spencer, letting everybody know, he's going to be 2 hours now. He's going to be taking over 4 to 6. Where does that leave us? Well, right here, Eastern Iowa. We're your leadoff man. We're going to find some speed over the next 2 weeks or so. I was always told in baseball that I didn't have speed and enough to steal bases and be a leadoff guy. That's why I hit second all those years and you know, went to the opposite field and did a lot of things. But we're going to be your leadoff in the afternoon. We are staying, Mark, from 3 to 4, continuing to serve Eastern Iowa. And we've been doing this since 2007. January 24th, 2007 was our first broadcast. I've been doing this since 1997. Were you born, Isaac, by the way?
In 97, no. 2007. Thanks. January 24th, I would have been a month away from turning 7.
Wonderful. But we're going to be here from 3 to 4, Mark.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are excited about the lineup. And, you know, as you mentioned, we're going to be batting second, but lead off in the afternoon. And again, those changes will take place on August the 29th, right ahead of football season.
Very true. Very true. And which gets under, I mean, it'll be the, between the start of the high school season and the college season. And looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good for all involved. I think it's going to be good for the station. And, yeah, appreciate everybody weighing in on it. 319-366-1600. So there you go. Put it on your refrigerator or something. Give yourself a reminder. I mean, we're not moving, but as we mentioned, Spencer and Todd are moving. So just give yourself a reminder. It's going to take, like anything in life, it's going to take a little bit to get used to, but we're going to be fine when it's all said and done. The earth will continue to spin on its axis, and, you know, we'll still have NIL, we'll still have portals, and we'll still have all those soccer games throughout the year. So don't fret. Don't fret, anyone. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Couple of news notes today, guys. First of all, we'll get to pre-planning for the fall coming up in just a little bit at a certain stadium that is locally centralized for us here in Eastern Iowa. We will talk about that. I believe, was it McMurphy that came out with this earlier on today? And this is the era of which we live. Again, this is comes under the same heading of change and accept it or fall back, I guess. But if you're going to the Big 12 championship game this year, not sure Iowa State will see. Love to see them there. Don't know if it's going to happen. Iowa State has been there before. But there's going to be a big concert. They're going to make it like a Super Bowl for the Big 12 championship game. Nelly Mark, I know one of your favorites. He will be performing a concert at halftime at the Big 12 championship game. How about that?
That was my reaction. Well, how about that?
Are you a Nelly fan, Isaac?
Yeah. You ask me a lot of music questions.
I know.
I'm not,
because we're old.
I'm not super knowledgeable on anything musical. I did play viola growing up.
Did you?
Yeah. Was not particularly good at it, but I played it for like 8 years.
Wow. There's your little known fact about Isaac today.
I was able to play it in Italy too. That was pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah. I went a little skilled school
trip.
You
could have saved that tidbit for tomorrow's.
Oh, sorry.
Know, little things you don't know about Isaac.
Well, hey, listen, if you need another one, I have something I don't think I've shared on this show before.
Okay. Well, keep it.
I'll keep it. Don't worry. Yeah.
Keep it for tomorrow. But you're going to see the prices go up, but you're also going to see people perhaps going to a football game that would not normally go to a football game. We've talked about this, Mark, I believe the last time we discussed it was with the IndyCar weekend at the Iowa Speedway. And there was a lot of folks that were there as first time race goers that would not have been there if it wasn't for, all the concerts, Underwood and the others, Ed Sheeran and the Zac Brown Band, et cetera, et cetera. It's crossover, and I think it's here to stay, and here's just another example of it.
Yeah, I'm to the point I really don't care, because every big event needs a concert, right? Or 3 hours of concerts if you're talking about the Super Bowl. You know, if I don't want to watch it, you know, I'll turn it off and come back over. But, you know, Nelly at the Big 12. Who's at the Big 10?
It'll be somebody. If it goes well for the Big 12, you can bet your bottom dollar, pun intended, that the Big 10 is going to have one at some point. No, the boss was not available, Cyclone Tim, for this. I think we're beyond, you know, 80s and 90s rockers now for halftime shows. I think we've passed that threshold here. Hey, if you can get the boss, though, you bring in Springsteen at any moment. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. In case 1776, in case you missed us, the announcement, we will be staying from 3 to 4. Here on the Gym Class. Spencer on Sports. Is he still going to call it Spencer on Sports?
Yes.
Still going to be the same moniker?
Yes.
Okay.
To my knowledge, I've talked to him and asked him about it. I believe it is still staying.
I haven't asked him that Spencer question yet. So Spencer on Sports will be moving to 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And Todd will be in the morning with the Todd Brommelkamp Show from 6:30 a.m. until 9 o'clock. If we are beyond 80s and 90s rockers, then I am not going, says 8699. Hey, if your team makes the championship game of your respective conference, you don't care who. It could be Isaac playing the viola at halftime, and you're going to be there. Right? Am I wrong about that?
I think that might keep people away. Again, I was not particularly... Also, the viola is a side instrument. It is never the main sort of what everyone goes to listen to.
Electric viola. Plug that thing
in. Those do exist. I've seen them. They're really expensive, and they sound kind of crazy.
Interesting. other things going on today. And we are, it's interesting because Mark posed this question to me a little bit earlier on. Mark, I think you know all of the exact figures. We're getting closer and closer to the football season. And we know that alcohol is served at most of the college venues, college football, college basketball venues. The initial order for the initial Saturday at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City as far as the brand new NIL Swarm beer was announced. And your question was, is this enough? Is this enough or do they need more, Mark?
They're not going to know. This courtesy of Blair Sanderson from Hawkeye Report, Aramark, who controls the food and beverage at Kinnick Stadium, among other places, has increased its order for the home opener against Utah State to 383 cases of the Swarm Golden Ale and 10 kegs of same. Now, 383 cases is just over 9,000 cans. Somebody help me out. What ounce beer do they serve on tap at Kinnick Stadium? I don't know.
I know somebody can answer that. I just don't even pay any attention to that when I've been there.
16-ounce glasses, you're getting 1,240 glasses out of those 10 kegs.
1,240 glasses times 10. So do the math. 100. Yeah, you're about... 100, go ahead.
124 a keg. So 1,240 for the 10 kegs.
That seems not enough to me. That seems not enough to me.
Well, the thing is, I ordered... beer and liquor, among other things, for bars and restaurants for a number of years. And what happens is that you establish a par based on what the consumption was last week, based on what's coming up this coming week. You know, is it a big game? You got a concert? Whatever it may be. But you have a par. You have food bars that you order off of. It's a starting point. Aramark does not have that because this is the first year that the Golden Ale will be sold at Kinnick. It's guesswork right now. And I think a lot of people will buy Swarm because it benefits Iowa NIL. But I think there's going to be a segment of people out there that might have one and then return to one of the half dozen domestics that are offered at Kinnick. There's also three other craft beers, at least when it started in 2021, that are available at Kinnick. So this is a guessing game. End of the day, if they run out, fine. If they have a lot of surplus, fine. They just don't know. You know, they don't have that par that I speak of.
Also, in the ordering business for a couple of years, it was a scary proposition if you ran out. You wanted to have more available. You could always, it can always keep until the next week. Everything is fine. It's not going anywhere. But if it runs out, people tend to get a little slightly annoyed. 319-366-1600-1156 and a text line weighs in. Whether or not it's enough depends on the score at halftime.
That could very well be, and I think they cut off all beer and liquor sales after the third quarter, do they not?
Correct. That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. And I believe at 10-minute mark of the second half, as far as basketball is concerned. I kind of tend to agree with you, Mark. I think that, and this is going to be the same way, I think, you know, wherever. Jack Trice, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever the case may be, that have these beers that help out the collective. I think you're going to see the tailgates stock up on them. I think you're going to see at least one that is purchased during said game. But I think you're right. I think you also will see, you go back. If that is not your go-to, then you may revert back to your go-to at that point.
Yeah, and I don't know how much a can or a tap beer is going to cost. I know in 2021, when this whole thing began, the domestic beers were $8.50, and the craft beers were $9.50. Is a Swarm going to be an upcharge? Are the others increasing in prices? And you can get two at a time. So, I mean, you're spending $20 just on beer at the concession stand.
It seems like people don't mind, though. It was going like hotcakes the last couple of years.
Even the money.
True. 319-366-1600. So there you go. As far as beer purchasing at Kinnick Stadium is concerned. Matt in Fairfax says, I don't think the cost matters. You're right, Matt. It does not. He was just at Wrigley, and a tall boy was $12. It's nuts, but people will pay. Very true. Very true. If you're thirsty enough, you will pay enough. And that seems to be the underlining factor in all of this. Going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit. One more thing I wanted two more things as far as college athletics is concerned. Mark, say goodbye to yet another long-time rivalry as SMU and TCU are going to stop their iron skillet game after 2025. This rivalry dates back more than 100 games to the early portion of the 20th century, back to the early 1900s. But it is going to go by the wayside. Yet another rivalry taken apart by conference expansion, et cetera, et cetera. And it will not be the last one.
Not surprised. I think it's ending in 2025, is it not?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And CBS Sports coming out with their preseason All-American team, which includes Iowa's own Torrey Taylor as the punter on the first team special teams unit. So as we mentioned yesterday, that and a quarter will buy you a cup of coffee in the old days. Cooper DeJean on the second team as a cornerback from Iowa. And Cooper right now on the sidelines. He did not get in and dress for the kids' day last Saturday at Kinnick Stadium. By the way, we're going to talk a little bit of Iowa football tomorrow. John Bonacamp's going to join us, and looking forward to talking with John. He was at Media Day. He was at the Kids' Day scrimmage. We'll talk about that and any number of things with John. Always a very fun guest, and we'll do that coming up on the Thursday edition. And then Friday, we're going to have one final Friday topic for you of 2023. Where did the summer go, everybody? Where did it go? So look forward to that. We'll let you know tomorrow what our topic will be. That'll be coming up on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. And then we get a lot of football, especially a little bit of high school football coming up next week, as the high school football season is going to get ready to kick off a week from Friday in earnest. There are a few week zero games, but in earnest, coming up on Friday, August the 25th. 319-366-1600. We're also going to get a World Cup update from Isaac, because we have our final set. So we will do that in just a little bit. But let's throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here at 326, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. And they are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. They are next to the Home Depot, and they are open at 4 o'clock. Patio is open as well. 6 days a week, all but Sunday. And thank them very much for helping us out here at KGYM, not only with the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, but they're also going to be back with our pick six coming up with Mark and I, Spencer, and Dave Alec from Emil's. Going to be picking games and give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's coming up September the 1st, Mark, will be our first Friday pick'ems, as we get ready for the college season. What we got today?
On the scoreboard, Kansas, the latest in college football stadium renovations. Some have already begun at Memorial Stadium, but plenty more ahead, as the school announced a $300 million project for improvements in and around Memorial Stadium to be completed in 2025. The Jayhawks will continue to play at Memorial Stadium until those renovations are complete. Norway's Victor Hovland has been the third player selected to the European Ryder Cup team, joining Jon Rahm and Rory McIlroy. 9 picks to go for Luke Donald on the Euros. Major League Baseball, 2 finals, 1 game in progress. The Twins coughed up a 4-0 lead, tried to claw back, but Detroit beat the Twins 8-7 to split the 2-game series. Also, the Mets topped Pittsburgh 8-3. In the 5th inning, Arizona leading Colorado 2-1. Midwest teams in action tonight. Oakland is at St. Louis. Seattle at Kansas City, Milwaukee at the Red Hot Dodgers, and the Sox trying to take 2 in a row from the Chicago Cubs.
Got a win last night somehow. Clevinger's going tonight, so best pitcher. We'll see what happens. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. Going to take a short break, come back, and we're going to talk to Chris List. Get your fantasy football. If you have a fantasy baseball question, we'll field that as well. But we've kind of made the little bit of a change over to fantasy football here. If you have a question for Chris, get it to us on the text line, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll pass it along to Chris. If you have a baseball question, we'll get to that as well. And we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. You are listening to a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Back after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. We are going to have a sunny and nice day today. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. Humidity stays relatively low. Tonight, a cold front moves through, may produce a shower, but otherwise it's going to be cloudy and a bit breezy at times. Then tomorrow will be slightly cooler and more comfortable, with temperatures staying in the upper 70s to low 80s under sunny skies. We'll then have warmer air building in as we head especially into the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Getting the most for your money can help you relax. With Power Checking from Midwest One Bank, you may earn higher interest and ATM fee refunds by simply receiving electronic statements, making at least 15 debit card purchases that post and clear, and making at least one direct deposit, automatic debit from a third party, or bill pay transaction post and clear each qualification cycle. See MidwestOne.bank for details. Enjoy simply better banking from Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 16th. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 16th along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
Advanced Electrical Services is looking for an experience-based journeyman and electrician helpers. This is an excellent chance to start your career or take it up a notch. You'll work full-time, year-round. Come use your skills to do high-quality work for this local, family-owned company with a positive culture and top reputation in the community. Visit advancedelectrical.com to see what they're about. Then call to set up a time to apply in person. Advanced Electrical Services in Iowa City is an equal opportunity employer. Women and minorities are encouraged to apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Football season is back, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great deals on great seats, they're the official ticketing partner of ESPN and the only ticket company that rewards you for buying. Catch every pass, every tackle, and every heart-pounding play live and in person. Fan out all season long with tickets from Vivid Seats. To score tickets backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Back at 3:32, it is a gym class on a Wednesday here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate you as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Bromwell Camp Show coming your way from 4 until 6. That will be next. And as we mentioned a little bit earlier on today, we're staying at the 3 o'clock hour for the new schedule here on KGYM. And Spencer on Sports, starting in a couple of weeks on the 29th, that is a Tuesday, will be right after we sign off from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then Todd moves to the mornings on the 29th, 6:30 a.m. until 9 o'clock. Going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, works with RotoWire.com, a real man sports. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Get your questions in for Chris if you've got them. 319-366-1600. Couple coming in already here as we get closer and closer to the start of the real NFL games. We had the first week of preseason games, and that is behind us. We get to the second week, of course, coming up this week. 1991 on the text line. I always think it's funny that people will complain about the price of gas and other things, but they have no problem spending $8 to $10 on a beer. Very true. It's your perspective, right, Mark? It's all perspective, right?
It's your different type of fuel, you know?
And don't kid yourself, it's not hydration. It is in a certain way, but it is not. So it's not what you can use on a very hot day. Like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday next week, I do not want you to hydrate in that manner. So keep that in mind. A little bit of a public service announcement here on the gym class. Isaac is doing his best to round up Chris Liss right now, and hopefully we can get him. 319-366-1600, because we've got questions coming in for Chris and would love to have him on and answer these questions. I don't want to be responsible for anyone's fantasy season coming to a horrible end because I gave them the wrong advice.
Maybe he's sampling a Portuguese craft beer. I don't know.
He might be. I'm not sure if he's still in the States or if he's back in Portugal at this time. Isaac is busily trying to track him down. I think he's got three numbers there that he's trying to reach Chris at one of those digits. So he's trying to get things done. We should have some viola music while you're doing this. Oh, man. 319-366-1600. When we get a hold of Chris, his appearance is going to be brought to you by Imon Communications. That is the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. And as we wait for Chris here, Mark, you mentioned some of the baseball scores. A tough one for the Twins today because, as you mentioned, they had a 4-0 lead earlier on today. Not that they're in any danger of losing the lead in the AL Central, but still, you don't want to have that happen.
No, you don't. And it ended up the Tigers went ahead 8-4. Twins scored 3 late to try to – and Matt Wallner, who hit a grand slam last night, hit one to the base of the wall in left field with one out. Looked like it was going out, but it didn't. And we'll see if Cleveland can gain some ground tonight. The lead was 3.5 going into today.
Yeah, and Cleveland's still 4 games under 500 at this point. So Minnesota's still with a 4-game lead right now in the American League Central at this point. Yankees are back to 500, another loss for the Bronx Bombers last night. So, yikes. It was not very many years ago that the Yankees had the best record, 2/3 of the way into the season in Major League Baseball, and may have been on a pace to set a record as far as the best regular season mark in baseball history. Kind of come down since then.
Yeah, now in danger of getting precariously close to going under the 500 mark. This team has packed it in. Granted, they're playing the Braves, almost impossible to beat for many teams, but this Yankee team, I think, has given up.
And that's and they've had injuries. They've had injuries as well. As Chris,
so is everybody else.
Very true. Very true. Big time injuries there. Texas still with a 3.5 game lead over Houston, 7.5 over Seattle. The Angels are fading fast at this point. The Atlanta Braves, if you're so inclined, they have got a 100% chance of winning the National League East. They have a 12.5 game lead right now over the Philadelphia Phillies. Brewers lost last night in Los Angeles. They still own a 3.5 game lead over the Cubs and Cincinnati. Cincinnati and the Cubs both dropping games last night. And the Cardinals have worked their way out of the cellar. Pittsburgh is now in the cellar in the National League Central. Wanted to see if, while we're waiting for Chris, and Isaac is doing his best to track him down at this point, 319-366-1600, as we've got about 10 fantasy football questions here for Chris. I will try to get a hold of him as well. You try to get a hold of him as well. No, it is not Lance Lynn going tonight. It's only Clayton Kershaw going against the Brewers tonight. So, maybe a little bit of a break for Milwaukee this evening that they don't get the suddenly unhittable Lance Lynn.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But Milwaukee's still an extremely capable team. The Dodgers are just playing well on all cylinders right now. And that's another team, like Atlanta, tough to beat when they're hot.
Very true. Very, very true. Let's do this. We're going to take a break. Going to try to track Chris down. I'm going to try to track him down as well here, Isaac. Then we'll come back and hopefully have Chris ready to go. If not, get your soccer ready to go. 319-366-1600. Back after this.
Plug into powerful savings and get 11% off CeraWire products at Menards. CeraWire is an American-owned leading manufacturer of building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Menards stocks convenient pre-cut lengths of wiring products for indoor and outdoor projects. Right now, get 11% off all CeraWire products at Menards. Good through August 20th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Mess Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Mess Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone!
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools, one bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. I've heard from Chris. He says he's available. I'm going to ask him what number, Isaac, because Isaac's right now you're running out of numbers. You're running out of numbers to call, right? Right?
Yeah, I've got two that I've been doing over and over again. Neither seems to be getting through for whatever reason. So unless we have another issue where the phone line mysteriously went down halfway through, I don't know.
I'm going to tell him that he can call us as well.
Okay.
And in this great radio.
It happens sometimes. It is what it is, right?
I promise this will not happen after the 29th. You know, it will not happen. Mark, back me up on this, by the way.
You're backed up.
Okay, thank you. So we Chris is available. I've told him to call us or get me a number to get to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Meanwhile, give us a World Cup soccer update because we have a final now.
Yeah, Spain and England. Should be pretty. I've been doubting Spain. Maybe I shouldn't have been. No, maybe not doubting might be the wrong word there, but some of the things that have come out from the team, like a lot of the players do not really back the coach, so I thought that might fracture the team a little bit and make them not perform to the best of their ability, but it hasn't seemed to bother them too much, and they looked great. England, obviously, in there beating Australia last night. I thought Australia could beat them. I thought England was probably the favorite. It was certainly an interesting... It should be an interesting matchup there. They've met in the Euros before. England won that one. Man, was that last year? Maybe 2 years ago? I can't quite remember. Should be an interesting two different styles again. Spain has a very distinctive style. I've said that many times. They pass the ball around a ton, really possession heavy, kind of death by a thousand cuts sort of thing. And England plays a traditional England style, which is pretty defensive. Should be interesting.
Who are you putting your money on?
Man, I guess I should go Spain. I thought that they were going to lose it for a couple of times here and they happen, so yeah, I guess I'll go Spain. Either way, first Women's World Cup win for either country, so that's fun. I was kind of hoping Australia would make it to the final because they've never won a Women's or Men's World Cup. England won their Men's World Cup in 1966, I want to say, and then Spain more recently won in 2010. I'll say Spain wins it. I think they've looked aggressive. They've overcome some of the controversy around the team. I think they'll continue to do that.
You like the Spanish?
I like the Spanish, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, when is that match?
I believe it'll be on the weekend.
Okay.
Sunday, 5 a.m.
5 a.m. Sunday.
What are we going to do with you when this World Cup is over, Isaac?
I think Chris is calling, so we're going to get Chris right here. Because we got fantasy football questions ready to go. So we're going to get him on here and ready to go. 319-366-1600. I think we are ready to go with Chris, I believe. Isaac's looking down. He's trying to listen while listening to us. He is multitasking at this point, and it has nothing to do with soccer.
Right? Nice play-by-play, Scott.
You're welcome. I gotta get ready, man. I gotta get ready to go. All right. We good? We're all right. Ladies and gentlemen, we've tracked him down. So keep them coming as far as our questions for Chris at 319-366-1600. Chris, not sure what happened there, but I'm glad we got a hold of you, man.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of France by this lake, and I don't know how good this connection is, but I'm here. I'm ready to talk football.
You sound great. All right, okay. Let's get to it. 51-31, would you draft Hill or Cup? I assume that is Tyreek Hill. I would think yes, but how about the answer to that?
Well, yeah, I would definitely take Cup over Taysom Hill, but I would take Tyreek over Cup because, you know, Cup had a little minor injury, and the usage for Cup is great and could be the number one player, but he's 30 and got hurt last year, has had a history of a couple injuries. I think Tyreek's still 29 and has just been more durable. So give me Tyreek. I think with your first pick, you want to reduce the risk a little bit.
7508 on the text line, Chris. Is Fields a top five quarterback for everyone or just for Dukes and me?
I think it's borderline. You know, if I knew that every quarterback would stay healthy this year, which we know that's not going to happen, but let's just pretend we're in an imaginary world where no one gets hurt, I would have Fields as like top three. My worry about Fields is he's so rough. Like his game is so physical, the way he runs, that I'm worried he's going to get hurt. But if he stays healthy for 17 games, I think he's definitely a top five quarterback.
All right. 27-12 as we talk to Chris Liss here. Chris, I can keep one player in a two-quarterback, three-receiver PPR league. Should I keep Davante Adams, Justin Fields, or Diggs?
You got to keep Fields in the 2QB. As much as, you know, Adams and Diggs are great players, 2QB league, you take the elite QB.
7869 with a question is in a 8-team standard league. Who should I be selecting with the number one overall draft pick?
8-team standard, probably no PPR, huh?
No PPR.
Man, you could go Jefferson. That's the safe pick. I think if you want to be bold, you could take Bijan Robinson and no PPR, right? McCaffrey and Eckler excel in PPR. Bijan or Jefferson is who I would pick. And in a non-PPR and only 8 teams, I might take Bijan.
Oh, okay. 1288 here, Chris. In their 30th year in a TD-only league with few yardage bonuses, can keep Desmond Ridder or Zamir White for a last-round pick?
TDs only. I mean, if it's one QB... I may as well take Zamir White. I mean, Josh Jacobs had a big workload last year, so give me Zamir White.
21-39, draft order just came in my 10-team non-PPR. I'm second overall. What are your thoughts?
Again, non-PPR, it changes everything because the top two running backs, McCaffrey and Eckler, are big PPR guys, and, you know, Bijan to me looks really good in non-PPR. Jefferson is obviously a fine pick. A.J. Brown moves up in non-PPR because it's a touchdown guy, but probably Bijan, I'm going to say.
He likes Jefferson at number two, if you liked him.
I mean, you're not going to go wrong taking Justin Jefferson. It's just that he gets a lot of his value for the fact that you know he's going to catch 100-plus balls. And if you take that away, he's still really good. But then the extent to which he's better than, you know, A.J. Brown and some of these other guys, it's a slimmer margin. So I like Bijan, but if you want to take Jefferson, I'm not going to talk you out of it.
Yeah. 9307, Chris, it's their first year in a super flex league. What would the draft strategy be?
You know, it really is hard because it matters on the market of your league. So in a lot of these super flexes, the QBs go flying off the board, in which case I say get your QBs early. But some leagues, they kind of look at the ADP of non-super flex, and you see a lot of running backs go off the board, receivers. So it really depends on your league. It's really hard to give general advice for a super flex because you've really got to get a feel for how the draft's going. If the first five picks are QBs, get your QBs. If three of the first five picks are, you know, non-QBs, then you can wait a couple rounds on QBs. So it really depends.
0835. Is Dalvin Cook a better option than Breece Hall? How high do you expect Cook to be taken?
I don't know the answer to that. It really depends on Breece Hall's health. You know, if they're both healthy, I would take Breece Hall, but Breece Hall's coming back from the ACL on a short, you know, off season. I think they're both sixth, seventh rounders, both of them about the same place. Breece was going in the third, fourth. I don't think that's going to happen anymore now that Cook signed. Sixth, seventh round for both for me.
And Michael Carter's still there in New York.
He's there, but I think he's going to be an afterthought with, you know, I mean, if they believed in him, they wouldn't have signed Cook.
Yeah. Do you move him, though? I think you got to move him if you're the Jets, right?
I mean, if there's a market, I mean, you know, he was all right as a rookie, and they drafted Breece Hall, who was better. I'm not sure what the market for Michael Carter is.
Interesting. The 93-18 here, Chris. Herbert, Cousins, and Purdy in a two-quarterback league. They can start two.
Yeah, I haven't looked at week one that closely, but Herbert's a no-brainer. And then probably Cousins over Purdy. But, you know, Purdy's got great weapons and almost certainly has that job for week one. So it'll be a matchup thing. But pretty much it'll be Cousins and Herbert most weeks.
Most weeks, anyway. And Trey Lance did not have a super first week of preseason ball for the 49ers, which kind of solidified Brock Purdy's number one ascension.
Man, I remember reading the picks that were, you know, that ended up going for Trey Lance, and it's like Bradley Chubb, Tyreek Hill, you know, what they got for him. It's like an insane amount, and I can't believe they traded up so much to get the third pick. They take Lance, and he's not even playing. You know, this guy who's the last pick in the draft last year is playing over him. It's really amazing.
Noticed you had your third Beat Chris List draft. You were in the nine slot, took Bijan Robinson. You may not be in love with too many other people than Bijan Robinson. I don't know. But in a 12-team league, where's your favorite place to pick?
I like 12. You know, I mean, I like getting Robinson at 9. He wouldn't have probably lasted those 12. But I, you know, the full PPR, three receivers and a flex, which is the NFFC where I play most of the high stakes. I love getting, you know, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, those kind of guys at the, you know, and then you get the first pick in the third round because it's third round reversal and you can get Calvin Ridley or DK Metcalf. So I like that a lot. I like getting Bijan. In this particular one, I got Garrett Wilson. I think that the end of the first round, especially when you get the early third round pick, which is the case there, is the best value because I think Jefferson is by far the safest PPR bet. I think it's the no-brainer number one. But after that, you know, you got Chase as an injured quarterback. Is Burrow going to be ready for week one? We don't know. McCaffrey's got a lot of mileage. He's been hurt a lot. I mean, there's no rock solid player. Tyreek's great, but he's going to be 29 and his QB's been concussed. There's no perfect guy after Jefferson. And so I end up just picking toward the end of the first round. I like the guy, you know, I like getting that early second, early third round pick.
Yeah. One more for you, Chris. We'll let you get back to France here. 4024 asks Cousins or Lawrence.
I go Lawrence. I think he's the consensus guy. I mean, Lawrence was like the prospect, and then you got to realize his rookie year, he had Urban Meyer, who's now considered, you know, a catastrophic joke, you know, and so that year you kind of throw away. And then last year he had a real coach Doug Peterson, and he had a good year, as you'd expect from that kind of prospect. And I mean, this year, you know, Lawrence is probably on the short list of MVP candidates. So, you know, and he runs also a bit. So, definitely Lawrence there.
All right, very good. Are you at Cannes?
I'm not at Cannes. I'm this place, Talwar. It's Lake Annecy. I think it's sort of the, it's sort of like the eastern, like middle of France, but eastern. It's near the Alps. Some skiing here in the winter. It's very nice, very beautiful, peaceful place, very pleasant.
Very nice. Well, enjoy yourself, and you are the first guest that we have had called in France.
I think we had a call in Finland once. I mean, I think I've been in a lot of places on this radio show. So, yeah, I appreciate it. And, yeah, it's been nice.
All right. Have a good vacation. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
You bet. Chris Liss joining us from France. And his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. As we close up shop here in the Circa Sports Iowa studios for a Wednesday, Tom Brommelkamp show coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. John Bonacamp's going to join us coming up tomorrow, the Swiss Army knife of all things sports here in Eastern Iowa. So we will talk with John coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that as we'll get into a little bit of baseball perhaps as well as we get toward the weekend. And NFL week number two going to get started also in earnest. So looking forward to that coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. One game on Thursday night, it is Cleveland and Philadelphia as far as football is concerned. Two more games, Carolina and the Giants. And Cincinnati at Atlanta will highlight the Friday schedule of the NFL. Rest of the games will be on Saturday or Sunday this week. And we'll see most of the most plays by a starter more than likely coming up this week. So keep your fingers crossed that nobody gets hurt and gets through it okay. There you go. Have a good night, guys. And we will reconvene tomorrow at 3 o'clock and talk some more sports. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you then.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Stay tuned for the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Comes your way from 4 o'clock until 6. Have a great night, everybody.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza. We have that flat weave shit.